السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, Session 48, A Hadith of the End of Time. In this session, I am going to share with you some of my thought in last 48 hour. You're traveling, because I was traveling. I carry my luggage. Nobody carried from me. And before I travel, I beg Allah, Ya Allah, if my life for your pleasure, make it be. If my life is not for your pleasure, forgive me, Allah, and give me ability to live for your pleasure. And don't make me a source of fitna, Allah. And if the fitna coming, please, Ya Allah, take my soul before I be a part of fitna, Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I will summarize some of my thought with you because it's too much. When you travel, why are you traveling? What is your niyyah? Why you left and where are you going? What you carry with you? What souvenir? Weather, you cannot carry. Air, you cannot carry. You cannot carry. And every time I travel, I remember the real journey. The journey of this dunya, and I'm leaving. Soon or later, I'm leaving. And I am going to carry my own luggage to the grave, containing either my waste, my foolishness, my disease of the heart, my sins. My following shaitan. Or I will carry in my luggage my iman, my sincere good deed, the pleasure and rahmah of Allah. And I do not know which one. All of a sudden, it's not the trip. It's not the hardship of the trip. It's the intention. This is for dunya. But for akhirah, Allah will not give me a chance. Allah will not give me a choice. When the time come, the time come. When, where, how, I do not know. I do not know. And this is the difference between the believer and munafiqeen and the long hope. And disbeliever. The mu'min thinking about the moment of departure, the moment of leaving, his final trip, or call it the final journey before the final destination. From the moment of death, it is a journey, one-way ticket, no U-turn, no choice, no coming back, no excuses, no blaming, no complaining. And either will be a journey of rahmah, pleasure, contentment, happiness, and waiting for the ultimate pleasure, for infinity, Jannah insha'Allah. Or a journey of the anger of Allah, the torture of angels, torture of the soul, torture of the body in the grave until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And after Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be more severe. In the day, 50,000 years of reckoning, of our reckoning. And after that, either Jannah or Jahannam again. Finally, almost now 3 days ago, I was lying down thinking about it. And all of a sudden, this dunya diminished. This dunya has no value. I was numb. Completely numb. I'm not aiming for anything. I have no desire for anything. Except only one thing. Oh Allah, if I'm not living for you, if I'm not living for your pleasure, if I'm not living for Akhirah, for Jannah, if I'm not living to benefit me and benefit the Ummah, take me, Ya Allah. Take me, Ya Allah, and don't make me a source of fitna to me or anybody else. Such a beautiful feeling. Yes, worry, fear, but free. Free from envy, jealousy, desire, long hope, blaming, complaining, attachment. I only make dua for all the responsibility over my shoulder. The one I try to fulfill it, but Allah know, in the eye of Allah, I might be a failure. And I beg Allah. I said, Allah, you create me. You create my destiny. Even my strength only from you. Ya Allah, don't make me a slave to the evil of myself. Don't make me the slave of shaitan and the follower of the footsteps of shaitan. You know me, Ya Allah. You create me. You know my weakness. Please, Ya Allah, give me strength. Give me the ability to be for you, Ya Allah. Even dhikrullah, I cannot do it without your permission, Ya Allah. My iman, I cannot increase it, Ya Allah, without your permission, Ya Allah. Help me out. And don't make me drift, Ya Allah, to anything else. Don't make me drift to any dunya perspective. Make me poor only to you. And make me rich only with you and by you. And don't make me beg nobody except you. Give me elevation and dignity with you. Ya Allah, the journey is vast and vast and long. I do not know if my luggage will be heavy or light. I do not know if the angel will open the luggage I have with me after death will be for me or against me. Ya Allah, make it easy for me, for the Ummah, Make my journey easy. Make my journey light. Make my luggage light, full of nur, iman, sincerity and ikhlas and sidq for you, Ya Allah. Make me grab every opportunity of good deed, Ya Allah. Make me live for you, Ya Allah, to be a source of hidayah and goodness to mankind. First to myself, to the people around me, to my progeny, to all the one who love me for you, Ya Allah. Love them too, Ya Allah. Be with them, Ya Allah. Accept all our good deed, only pure, sincere to you, Ya Allah. Make our love only for you, Ya Allah, without no attachment and diseases. Ya Allah, make us a winner the moment of death and journey after death. Make our journey of death is the most pleasure one in our life. O Allah, give us barakah and nur and qabool in whatever left over of our life, and make it only for you, Ya Allah. My brother and sister in Islam, iman, thinking about death and the journey of after death, it will make you free. It will make you light. All of a sudden, the attachment is gone. This dunya perspective is gone. And all you will be aiming only to please Allah. Oh Allah, give me only the companion to support me in the journey of your iman, Ya Allah, and elevating your deen, Ya Allah. And don't give me anyone to hinder this journey, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hold tight in my heart, Ya Allah, who is my iman. Increase my iman. Increase my yaqeen. Increase my tawakkul. Increase the trust of you, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with loving you and loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mu'mineen. Fill my heart with elevating your deen, Ya Allah. Fill my heart with supporting anything to please you, Ya Allah. O Allah, put barakah and nur and qabool for everyone try to do good for your deen, Ya Allah, in this earth. Supporting them gives them sincerity. Elevate them, protect them, accept their good deed, and give them victory against themselves and shayateen, Ya Allah, and their enemy. And whoever want harm, Islam and Muslimin, Ya Allah, you know them. You know who they are. Protect the ummah and your deen from them. Ya Allah, don't make the dunya a part of my heart, Ya Allah. Fill my heart only with your iman and your belonging and your ubudiyyah, and don't make me a slave to myself or the evil of myself or shaitan in a blink of an eye, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all this journey, I cannot go through it without your will, without your support, without your tawfiq, without your help, without your navigation, without your nur, without your hidayah, without your basira, Ya Allah. I need useful knowledge, Ya Allah. I need nur from your nur, hidayah from your hidayah, tawfiq from your tawfiq, strength from your strength, power from your power. Basira from your basira. Hikmah from your hikmah, Ya Allah. Allah, please, Ya Allah, make me among mu'mineen, sadiqeen, mukhlisin, muttaqeen. And don't make me among lying, the liar and munafiqeen, Ya Allah. Don't make me wicked and weak. Please, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are, believe it or not, in the footsteps of a few moments before leaving. And no one of us know how many minutes left in our life. Grab every opportunity of good deed. Talk to Allah. Remember Allah. Free yourself from the slavery of yourself and shaitan. Elevate yourself with the deen of Allah. Elevate yourself with the company of Allah. Elevate yourself with the pleasure of Allah. Elevate yourself with the obedience of Allah. Elevate yourself with the company of angels. Elevate yourself with dhikrullah. Elevate yourself with thanking Allah. Elevate yourself with content with Allah. Elevate yourself with the taqwa of Allah. Elevate yourself with be poor and humble to Allah. Elevate yourself by being a slave and servant of Allah. Elevate yourself by serving other for sabilillah. Don't think about yourself. Don't. You will be a loser. Dunya and akhirah. Don't ever forget this sentence. Serve for sabilillah. Be good for sabilillah. Think. We do not know how many minutes left in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good ending. Remember death. Remember Allah. Forget the evil of other. And forget your goodness to other. And just try to be good. And beg Allah to make you all the time Abdullah. Not Abd yourself. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, remember, we're leaving. We're leaving very soon, more than you imagine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.